Blog Talk Radio. Nor for the arrows that fly by day, nor where the pestilence is in darkness, nor of the destruction that waiteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Thank you, Father. And with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the rewards of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling, for he shall give his angel charge, his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and the adder. And the adder, I believe, is like a snake. The young lions and the dragon shall thou trample underfoot, because thou hast set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I shall answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And see, that's what we want. We want salvation. So we are going to be obedient to our Father in heaven. I heard a report today that it was saying that few people follow our Father in heaven. What are you doing? You're following who? You're following the devil? Most of you are. You're going out to Halloween parties, and some of you are enjoying that stuff. It was fun. I had, when I was in the world, I participated in some of the things, and of course, I had fun with them. But nonetheless, we are here to, and I'm here to teach you and talk with you, and hopefully you will begin to obey our Father in heaven. This is a wonderful psalm that he has left. If we believe in him, he says, the first verse says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In him will I trust. Psalms 91 is a wonderful psalm. Read it all for yourself, children, as well as even those who are not followers of our Father, but are listening to me on this program. And I thank you for listening to me. You could have been somewhere else doing something else, but you want to know what it is that I'm going to say to you. Now, when I last spoke with you, I left off in Leviticus chapter 8, verse 12. And what I want your sheep to do, to Leviticus in the Old Testament, that spells Leviticus, chapter 8, and we're going to start reading at verse 12. Father, thank you for allowing me to read Psalms 91 in its entirety and bless those listeners and give them knowledge and understanding of what was read to them, as well as give me knowledge and understanding and of what I read to your sheep who are listening, as well as those that are heathen that are listening. Nonetheless, let's read verse 12, and let's read until we run out of time with Blog Talk Radio. Verse 12 reads, of chapter 8, and he poured of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head and anointed him and sanctified him. And Moses brought Aaron's sons, and he put coats upon them and girded them with girdles and put bonnets upon them as the Lord had commanded. And he brought the bullocks of sin offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for the sin offering. And he slew it, and Moses took the blood and put it upon the horns of the altar round about with his finger, and purified the altar, and poured the blood at the bottom of the altar, and sanctified it, and made reconciliation upon it. So, what is the reconciliation? That is for your paying for your sins. You have to shed blood. A blood had to be shed. If you had broken the agreement or did some sin, that's what made him, how he reconciled you, by pouring the blood at the bottom of the altar to sanctify you and make it a reconciliation for your sin. Now, verse 16, and he said, all of the fat that was upon the innards, and we learned last week that the innards were the internal organs or the inside organs, internal organs, and the cow in the C-A-U-L is pronounced like call, but it's a lobe above the liver, kidneys, and their fat. And Moses burned it upon the altar. Let me make sure I'm just turning only one page. I did turn just one page. And but the bullock and the hide, and his hide, flesh, and his dung, he burnt with fire without the camp, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he brought the ram for a burnt offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram, and he killed it. And Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about, and he cut the ram into pieces. And Moses burnt the head and the pieces and the fat. And he washed the inward parts and the legs in water. And Moses burnt the whole ram upon the altar. It was a burnt sacrifice for Let me read verse 21 again. And he washed the inward and the legs in water. Let me say 21 again. And he washed the inward and the legs up in water. And Moses burnt the whole ram upon the altar. It was a burnt sacrifice for a sweet savor. And of course, savor is an aroma in an offering made by fire unto the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he brought the offering ram, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram, and he slew it. And Moses took the blood of it and poured it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear and upon the thumb of his right hand and upon the great toe of the right foot. And he brought Aaron's sons, and Moses said, and Moses put of the blood upon the tip of their right ear and upon the thumbs of the right hand and upon the great toe of their right foot. Feet, and Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about, and he took the fat of the rump. Let me start verse 25 again. And he took the fat and the rump and all the fat that was part in the caul, which is the lobe above the liver, and the two kidneys and their fat, and burnt in the right shoulder. And out of the basket of unleavened bread he took was before the Lord. He took one unleavened cake in a cake of oil, bread, and one wafer, and put them on the fat and upon the right shoulder. And he put all upon Aaron's hands and upon his son's hands, and weighed them for a wave offering before the Lord. And Moses took them from up their hands and burnt them on the altar upon the burnt offering. They were consecrated for a sweet savor, and that's aroma. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And Moses took the breast and waved it for a wave offering before the Lord. For of the ram of consecration, it was Moses' part, as the Lord commanded Moses. And Moses took anointing oil and of the blood which was upon the altar and sprinkled it upon Aaron and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon his sons' garments with him, and sanctified Aaron and his garments, and his sons, and his sons' garments with him. And Moses said unto Aaron and his sons bore the flesh of, bore the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and there eat it with the bread that is in the basket, creation, as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his son shall eat it, and that which, I lost my place for a moment, and that which remained of the flesh and of the bread shall you burn with fire, and you shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation in 7 days until the days of your consecration be at an end. 7 days, for 7 days shall he consecrate you. And consecrate means anoint you or worship you or bless you. Verse 34. And he said, as he had done this day, so the Lord commanded to do, to make an atonement for you. There shall you abide at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation day and night, 7 days, and keep the charge of the Lord that you die not, for I am commanded. So Aaron and his sons did all the things which the Lord commanded by Moses' hand. Let me read verse 36 again for your hearing. So Aaron and his sons did all the things which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Now that ends the reading of chapter 8, and hopefully you will understand it. I'm reading ahead because I don't know when our Father in heaven will decide to say, Sandra, come on home. When he does, I have to go, period. That's it. And I'm trying to read as much of the Bible in your hearing as I can to you. And I'm trying to be obedient. Chapter 9, verse 1. And it came to pass on the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons, elders of Israel. And he said unto Aaron, take thee a young calf for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering without blemish, and offer them before the Lord. Now what to animals were to he was to take? Yes, you are listening. He was to take a young calf as a sin offering, and what else? A ram for a burnt offering. You are correct. Without blemish. Verse 3. And the children of Israel shall speak, saying, let me start verse 3 again. I left out a word. And unto the children of Israel, thou shalt speak, saying, take ye a kid of the goats for a sin offering, and a calf for a lamb, both of the first year, without blemish, for a burnt offering. Now, what was he supposed to do? Let me read verse 3 for you again. You are to take a kid of goats for a sin offering, and a calf and a lamb, both of the first year without blemish for a burnt offering. Verse 4, also a bullock and a ram for a peace offering to sacrifice before the Lord, and a meat offering mingled with oil. For today the Lord will appear unto you. And they brought that which Moses commanded before the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the congregation drew near and stood before the Lord. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that we should do. And the glory of the Lord appeared upon you. Let me read verse 6 over again. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that ye should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. And Moses said unto Aaron, go unto the altar and offer thy sin offering and thy burnt offering, and make an atonement for yourself, for the people, and offer the offering of the people, and make an atonement for them, as the Lord commanded. Aaron therefore went unto the altar and slew the calf of the sin offering, which was for himself and his sons, and Aaron brought the blood unto him, and he dipped his finger in the blood and put it upon the horns of the altar and poured out the blood at the bottom of the altar. But the fat and the kidneys and the caul, which is the lobe above the liver, and of the sin offering, he burnt upon the altar as the Lord commanded Moses. And the flesh of the hide he burnt with fire without the camp. He slew the burnt offering, and Aaron's son presented unto him the blood, which he sprinkled around about the altar. And they presented the burnt offerings unto him with the pieces thereof, and the head, and heaved them upon the altar. And I'm looking at, excuse me, I'm looking at the computer trying to see how much time I have left. I have 15 minutes left. And let me read verse 13 again. And they presented the burnt offering unto him with the pieces thereof, and the head of, and he burnt them upon the altar. And he did wash the inwards and the legs, and burnt them upon the burnt offering on the altar. And he brought the people's offering, and took the goat, and was the sin offering of the people, and slew it, and offered it for sin as the first. And he brought the burnt offering and offered it according to the manner. And he brought the meat offering and burnt offering. Excuse me, verse 17 again. And he brought the meat offering and took a handful thereof and burnt it upon the altar besides the burnt sacrifice of the morning. He slew the bullock and the ram for a sacrifice of peace offerings, which was for the people. Aaron's sons presented unto him the blood which he sprinkled upon the altar round about, and the fat of the bullock and of the ram, the rump and that which covered the inwards, and the kidney and the caul, the lobe above the liver. And they put the fat upon the breast, and he burnt upon the altar, and the breast and the fat shoulder Aaron waved for a wave offering before the Lord, as Moses commanded. And Aaron lift up his hand towards the people and blessed them, and came down from the altar from offering of sin offering. Let me start at verse 22 again and read that in your hearing. And Aaron lift up his hand towards the people and blessed them, and came down from offering the sin offering and the burnt offering and peace offering. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire for the Lord and consumed upon the altar. He burnt the burnt offering and the fat, which let me read verse 24 again in your hearing, and hopefully I will not make an error. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when the people saw, he shouted and fell upon their faces. And now let me read verse 24 again in your hearing. Hopefully I will not make an error this time. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Now that's the end of chapter 9. And I want you to read 10 and 11 for next week. Let us have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for listening to what has been read to your sheep, and hopefully you will give them understanding. Father, protect us all in the night from the evil, from Satan and his hates. Always keep us safe from Satan. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. And if it is God's will, I shall live and be back with you next Friday or next Tuesday. My next program is Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Now, there are some things that I want to share with you. Of course, you should know what our Father's feast days are. Thanksgiving is not one. That's a man-made holiday. And of course, you know that the Sabbath is our Father's in heaven, his one of his feast days, followed by the Passover, followed by unleavened bread. Then next is the day of Pentecost, followed by the Feast of Trumpets, then the Day of Atonement, then the Feast of Tabernacles, then the last great days. Learn those annual feast days of our Father, and I must learn them too. I want you know, you all to know that who the 12 tribes are of our Father. They are 12 tribes of Israel, and Israel was a Hebrew in the Bible. He was, and they got rid of, or they tried to get rid of him and all people who are Hebrews. Did you all read Psalms 83, as I mentioned to you last week? I will just read to you in your hearing. First, let me tell you who the 12 tribes are. They are all people of color. Judah, the American blacks, Benjamin, the West Indian blacks, Levi, the Haiti, Ephraim, the Puerto Ricans, Manasseh, they are the Cubans, Seminole, they are Dominicans, Zebulun, they are the Guatemalans and Panama, the Mayans, Gad, they are the Native American Indians, Reuben, the Seminole Indians, Asher, the Colombia to Uruguay, the Incas, Issachar, they are the Mexicans or the Aztecs, and Naphtali, they are Argentinians as well as the Chileans. And let me start reading to you Psalms 83 and verse 2. Well, let me read verse 1. I'll read it all to you in your hearing. I'll try to read up to verse 8 before I finish. Verse 1. Keep not thy silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God, for lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and a tumult is a loud noise or uproar, and they hate you, have lifted up the heads. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people. His people were the Hebrews. They took up crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. And that's us, the lost sheep, the hidden ones. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation. And they did that. They cut us off from being a nation. There is not a Hebrew nation. We know of the Hebrews, that the names of Israel may be no more in remembrance. The Israel is in remembrance. The name of, even though we are the one, the real one, and the other people are acting as they are us. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against us. They tabernacle of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagrenes, that's spelled Hagrenes, Gebal, that's spelled Gebol, and Ammon and Amalek, and the Philistines with the habits of Tyre. Asher also joined with them. So those are our enemies. Those people, they are the ones who hate us. They formed a confederacy against us. And some of us escaped as far as we could. And some are in Africa. Some went to Africa. Look up the Limba tribe. They escaped to Africa. And some of them are still there. Let me introduce myself. I am Sandra Harris. This is the Feed My Sheep show. Happy Sabbath day, everyone. This is the Sabbath because it is evening time, the only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy and rest. You find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. It's also in Deuteronomy. I forget which chapter, but it is in Deuteronomy as well. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you to know that Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends this same time around on Saturday evening. That will end the Sabbath. And I want you sheep to have your three P's. They are your pen, pencil, and paper, so that you could down some of the things that I have said to you. And lastly, I want you sheep to go to Amazon and purchase my books. You're not doing that so far. No one is doing it. The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plant. They are all good reads. I ask that you make me aware. As soon as I can, I will bring my fourth book to you. Remember Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you,
Father,
that you shall be no part. For you have
help your children
have no part.
And don't let them fall by the side.
If thou hast forgotten the law
of the road
of thy God, I will forget also your law.
And teach them.
And then 2 Timothy
to love
verse 2,
one 15, another.
Study to show yourself approved.
That heaven might find
a place
in
the
their heart. And I know
He loves you. I love you. I love you
forever. In my heart, we've got to walk on, walk on through. Cause He loves, and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know that He's
rooted,
and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful. Jesus.